These are some reminiscences of Jane Bruder, and she's living in Blackheath.
Jane Bruder, that's your name, isn't it? Where are you from, Jane?
I was born up in the Wicklow Mountains.
Wicklow, yes.
We're farmers.
Yes, farmers, yeah. Now, can I say something? You came to England in 1920, was that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Did you come to London? Or?
No. I wanted to get away from home because it was all I was at home was hard work and no money.
Oh dear, what was the hard work at home?
Horses and cattle and not sheep. I wasn't anything to do with sheep.
Uh-huh.
But I had to work on the farm,
yeah.
And I was outdoors, so I was like a boy. And then Bob and Bill were away during the war,
yeah.
So it meant that Jim, who was only a year older than me, yeah. was head of the house.
I see. And how old were you then?
Well, I was born in 1900, so that's easy.
Yeah. So you were 20?
No.
18?
No. Go on.
But you said you came to England in 1920.
Yes. Oh yes. Well, this is before I came.
Yeah.
I wanted to get away from home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because there was so much work for me to do, and no relief, no money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the boys, we girls, worked in the yard and. Fed the horses and cleaned out the stables while they were out hunting. Mm-hmm. And we girls were never allowed to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
For one reason was,
why?
We had no, we if you get on a horse, you must be perfectly, yeah, must have a perfect outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
And mother couldn't afford an outfit for
mm-hmm.
us. There
but
was Bird and I.
But did she afford one for the boys?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They were dressed to the waist. But they were on the best horses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were on the best horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You said actually to me earlier that one of your sisters went into the confectionery business.
Oh, she was the oldest, perhaps.
Yeah.
No, she was no horsewoman.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three of us.
Yeah.
There's horses, that was Bird and Sarah and myself.
And yourself. Yeah, yeah. And you said that when she went into the confectionery business, your mother had to pay a fee or something.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, very little. Only she had to pay £30
mm-hmm.
fee, and she had to keep her for 2 years
mm-hmm.
in the Bowles of Richmond Street in Dublin.
Yeah. And did you want to go into that business?
Well, I wanted to get away from home.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How did I manage it?
How did you manage
well,
it? What did you do?
It was a Whit Monday. We used to all the farmers went to Parscourt Waterfall. Where we met the relations from Dublin, friends from Dublin, and we had met them there, and we had plenty to eat. There was a big marquee, and plenty to eat, and dancing and music. There was a brass band, military brass band, Lord Parscourt's place. Parscourt Waterfall.
Was that a sort of, nowadays it's a place where people go and visit, and
yes.
look at the waterfall.
Yes.
Was that the
yes,
same
then?
Yes,
the same place, same place. But no Parscourt's there now.
No, I know that.
They've gone.
Yeah. So on that Whit Monday, you were saying you went there.
Yes, we met
her better.
Yeah. And I met a distant cousin of ours,
yeah.
Biddy Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a matron of the Richmond Asylum
mm-hmm.
in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, "Are you getting on, Jane?" I said, "I'm just peppering to get away from home.
Yeah.
I must get away."
Yes.
She said, what do you think of doing? I'd do anything. I'd just do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew, a niece of hers, May Short, she was in this nurse in the Richmond Asylum,
mm-hmm.
and she used to come and stay with us. And she was a great sport and very friendly, but we knew nothing about the background of Richmond Asylum.
Yeah.
Asylum, I call it asylum.
Yes. Okay.
She said it was a dreadful place.
Did you go and work there?
Yeah, as a nurse.
And did you go and live in Dublin then?
Wait a moment. Well, so, I said, Biddy, could you make room for me in your establishment. Mm-hmm. Oh, she said, Jane, you wouldn't like it. Yeah. Oh, no, you would not like it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I guarantee you wouldn't like it. Well, I said, I'll chance it if you'll take me. And she said, I'll send a form to your mother. Mm-hmm. Send it to your mother. And fill in the form and all the rest. Mm-hmm. So the form came and...
we had to have two representatives.
Yes,
is that what?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, one was Father Duggan, mm-hmm. he was the parish priest of Kilquade. Okay. And the other was Major Wensley, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. close by. So I went on horseback, mm-hmm. in the charger. So...
Sorry, you went on horseback to the Richmond Hospital?
No, no.
Sorry.
To see Father, Major Wensley first.
Oh.
And tell him that I asked him if he would...
sign?
If he would what?
Be a reference?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he said, yes, rather. Mm-hmm. But I said, I'll give you a good reference for a horsewoman. I'd give you a good reference of being a horsewoman.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he says, I don't think you'll like it. Don't think you'll like it. So I said, I'm going anyway. If I get in, I'm going.
Mm-hmm. So you just felt it was better to take anything to get away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then I went to Father Duggan. Mm-hmm. And he said similar. Mm-hmm. You won't like it.
Yeah.
You won't like it. Mm-hmm. But Biddy Wilson will do the best she can for you. We know that.
Yeah.
But I know you won't like it. And so what was that? Well, anyway, I was accepted. Mm-hmm. The mother came with me. Mm-hmm. And the entrance, there's a gate, a man at the gate.
Yeah.
And in uniform. The director's down and all looked lovely, flowers and lovely trees and lovely lawns and lovely flowers, all looked lovely. And Biddy was expecting us. Mm-hmm. She had tea for us. And she and Mother talked quite a bit. And anyway, Mother left. And I cried day and night for 3 weeks. Never.
In the Richmond...
Asylum.
Asylum, yeah.
Day and night, I cried.
Yeah. Can you remember what year this was? Roughly.
1918.
1919.
1919.
June 1919. What was it like? Can you
mad as hell.
Tell us a little bit about
mad
it.
Mad as hell. Oh, Christ.
How do you mean mad as hell?
It was mad. It was a madhouse.
Yeah.
And it was as mad as hell. They were all as mad.
Yeah.
And there was no drugs of any description.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.